Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today, upon special request, I'm talking a little bit more about our TikTok strategy at Circle Media right now for most brands. I've definitely talked about this a lot on this podcast and in most conversations I've been having lately, but I figured I would drop this and provide it as a resource, especially for some of our current clients or prospective clients. So we're really finding that organic reach has really stalled out. We've gone from 7-day episodic facing camera content as a sort of table stakes a year ago to seeing sort of an average like 200 or 300 views per video around this summer. So we started pulling back from 7 to 5 times a week. We really saw no fall off. And we've actually expanded that to go from 5 down to even 3, where you can be a little bit more thoughtful. Maybe spend a little bit more time planning and then executing on the video, thinking about keywords that you're using in video and in the captions so that it's more searchable and findable, and just deploying like a little bit more thoughtful, lower frequency, lower cadence, organic strategy. With that comes 3 things: proactive and reactive community management, so that you're having a conversation and you're not just posting, leaving, and looking for views. So getting involved in the dialogue. Second, working with others like influencers or creators, or just encouraging fans and followers to tag you and just getting involved in the conversation around your brand, even if it's not you doing the posting. And last but certainly not least, maybe most important right now, is executing dark and spark ads. We're just seeing fantastic CPM, CPCs. They just continue to elevate and improve upon their ads platform, representing fantastic opportunities to get key content in front of the right eyeballs. And so don't hate on paid because you don't understand it. Don't hate on paid on TikTok because it's been organic for a while and now you're frustrated and annoyed. I feel like everyone who has spent time saying that about Facebook when it happened and Instagram when it happened just wasted a lot of time. A, no one cares, and B, instead of wasting that time, you could have gotten in early on paid, learned the platform, optimized your audiences, and reaped the benefits. So I think you should really be thinking about that, allocating funds towards spark and dark ads, and just executing on TikTok ads. So lower cadence and frequency, being involved in the conversation, looking for hashtags and mentions of your brand, or even just your category, and getting involved in there, and ads, ads, ads all day long, thinking about how you can optimize them and find effective ways to drive awareness, awareness consideration and trial at retail. If you can get your shop set up, getting people over to your shop, and just using TikTok as a very powerful ads platform will definitely benefit most brands. So don't sit on the sidelines, get in and reap the benefits. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.